Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Stones bringing us back. Mr. Jagger on lead vocals, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Chad Moutre, Chief Economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org. Right, Chad? Tell us about it.
That is correct. That is correct. And you can also follow me on Twitter, which is Chad Moutre, all one word, C-H-A-D-M-O-U-T-R-E.
All right. And so, tell us a little bit about NAM.
Well, we are actually 120 years old this year, founded in 1895 in Cincinnati free trade principles and obviously limited government. And here we are 120 years later, and we are the largest trade association dedicated just to manufacturing. We have 14,000 members, and I think, so certainly when you look at the big trade advocates here in Washington, the NAM is certainly one of them.
Right. Well, good for you. Keep up. And folks, Chad just does such a great job there with his research and his work. I encourage you to follow him. How do they find you on the NAM website, Chad?
If you go on to the NAM's website, you can just look at data and research, and you'll find
all his stuff. So, folks, go ahead and check it out. As I said to you earlier, it's all in plain English. Even I can understand it. Hey, Chad, there's big doings going on out in the West. 2030 docks in California, Oregon, Washington State, where the guys are they completely struck, or are they just slowing down?
They're not on strike yet. It's mostly just slow down.
Just slow down their ships. And this is starting to hurt small businesses in America, Chad. These guys are not happy with the contract that they have. Maybe they're out of a contract. I've forgotten. But a couple of things. Tell us where that is, number one. And then tell us, I know the president sent his labor secretary out there to help. Tell us where the administration is. Whose side are they on out there?
So we've been beating this drum for a long time. Like, as you mentioned, there's no contract, and so they're working without a contract. And so you're having slowdowns, and just over the last weekend, management simply said there was no work over the four day weekend. But I think from our perspective, we're wanting a sense of urgency here. I mean, this has just been drug on way too long.
Right.
We did a study with the National Retail Federation that came out last summer that said that particularly for longer stoppages. That could cost well over $2 billion a day. Even though we're not in a strike situation, we're probably approaching that number already, just simply by the fact that we already are having many members who are not getting their stuff through. They can't import in products. They can't export out products to their customers.
Mm-hmm.
They're having to airlift supplies in so that they could actually keep production running.
It's going to create some of that inflation you and I were talking about.
So it's a pretty significant challenge for them. And I think from a long-term competitiveness situation, we have a lot of competitors who are saying, this West Coast port situation, maybe you should buy from us, and you don't have to worry about that uncertainty. And so this is a big challenge. We're hearing it more and more from our members. The administration certainly is, they were following it, I guess, for a long time. I think one of the more significant things that's happened in the last couple of weeks is both senators in California, both Democrats, sounded the alarm bells about it. And as you mentioned, the president sent Labor Secretary Perez out to do
so. Who are the? I'm not sure who the good guys and the bad guys are. Are the docs? Are the corporations trying to squeeze the unions? Are the unions asking for too much? What do you think?
Well, we aren't really picking a side here so much as we're just simply saying we need to come to a solution.
And, where are they stuck, though? What's the problem?
Well, it's currently a mediator is doing it.
So yeah.
A mediator is working on it, and we're...
Is he taking a vacation? What's the problem?
Well, I think that they're down to a few issues, and hopefully they'll be able to resolve it soon. Hopefully.
You know, this reminds me of, could this reach the proportions of when the presidents have stepped in the past and made the railway guys go back to work?
Well, I think the Taft-Hartley provisions could go into effect. I think technically they need to be in a strike for that to happen, but I think that they don't necessarily have to. I'm not a legal person on that issue.
But I don't think this president will do that, though.
But it is something that has been mentioned. But it's sticky wicket for them.
This president is not going to invoke the Taft Hartley.
Well, we're encouraging him to at least look at.
Yeah, I agree. My dad was a railroad man. He was impacted by that one time. But I don't think this president's going to do it. He's not going to make the unions do something they don't want to do. That's just his background. Hey, Chad, good job today. And as always, keep up the good work over there at NAM and come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Chad Moutre, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to check him out. And he's on Twitter, too. Don't forget that. And see all of his great work there at National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org, NAM.org. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.